This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boon Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome to Tits and Tricks. I'm Loz, and today I'm going to chat to you about preparing for your return to work. Returning to work after mat leave can be a really big transition, and we asked the Ready or Not community about their feelings of returning to work whilst on their first mat leave, and the most common answers were anxious, nervous, conflicted, worried, and then, of course, excited. If you're feeling any or all of these, firstly, it's totally normal. And secondly, sometimes it's the anticipation of your return to work that feels more daunting than actually being in the workplace itself. Well, it definitely did for me. To help ease your anxiousness about returning to work, here are six actionable ways to make the whole process smoother. So number one, if you haven't already entered your mat leave, now is a great time to ask for a performance review. I know it sounds a bit counterintuitive and it may seem a bit nerve-wracking, but it is honestly the perfect time. Go through your tasks. Ask about how you're performing, so whether you're meeting or exceeding your KPIs. And if you're on the pathway to progression, start to chat about the next steps on how to get there. Make sure it's all written down and get super clear on what handover notes or handover process you need to put in place prior to heading off for your mat leave. If your mat leave falls right around a review period, ask for the pay rise. So many people don't do this. Your pay rise should be a reflection of your work, and just because you're going on leave, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be rewarded for all of the hard work that you've done within the period that they're reviewing you for. There is no better time to ask for a pay rise than prior to heading on mat leave, because I guarantee you, once you come back, depending on when you start your mat leave, you fall into a weird cycle and you're probably going to have to wait longer until you get to ask again. So do it now. Number two, create a transition to work plan. Super important. Before you go on mat leave, it's a great time to ask about flexibility and how you return to work. Ask whether a slow build-up may be possible in terms of scaling back up to your expected days and what that actually looks like. So whether it's 2 days for the first 2 weeks, 3 days for the next two, etc. It's also worth flagging and starting the discussion around part-time options and the process around making this happen. If this is your first child, and you're thinking to yourself, no, I'm definitely going to return full-time. Even if you feel like that, there is no harm in asking or speaking to other people that are part-time in your workplace around the process of making that happen. You may not feel like it now, but there are so many variables that come into motherhood. Having the discussion early is definitely going to set you up for success, regardless of whether you return to work full-time or in a different capacity. While you're on leave, stay in touch with your workplace to stay updated on significant changes. This helps you avoid feeling overwhelmed when you return. Use your Keep in Touch days for this. So you get 10 paid Keep in Touch days in Australia, and they are so worthwhile. Usually you need to organize this with HR or your manager in advance. Maybe just flick them an email a couple of weeks before. You're welcome to bring in your baby. It's normally a cute little surprise for your team. And it's also just such a good opportunity to put your mind at ease, knowing that you haven't been forgotten about. That day should make you feel part of the team. Your Keep in Touch days are there to be used. If you don't use them, they don't accrue. So if you've got questions on your mind, if you want to join a team lunch, use your Keep in Touch days and get paid for it. Number three, arrange childcare and backup plans. Notice how I said backup plans. So ensure that you have a reliable childcare option in place before returning to work. This could be daycare, a nanny, a babysitter, a family member, whatever works for you and your family. Our Childcare 101 guide available at readyornot.au is such a great resource to use for knowing what to ask, what to look for in the centre, understanding your rebate, which is a huge one, navigating sickness and all of the fun things around starting daycare. So if you haven't already had a glimpse at that, there's a little free section that you can download, but definitely take a look at it. It is so helpful. Also make sure that you're preparing for emergencies in advance. Yes, that means before they've happened. Have a backup plan for unexpected situations such as a sick child or last minute changes. Chat with your partner before you return to work about what happens if your child is sick. Are you doing the pickup? Is he doing the pickup? What happens if they've got hand, foot and mouth for 5 days? Are you splitting it? All of those things are great to chat about prior to them happening. You'd also be surprised at how many people encountered the same thing. You return to work and within the first week of being there, lo and behold, your child gets sick. you're already stressed and anxious about your return. And on top of that, you get a sick kid. Have the conversation prior to it happening. Use your Keep in Touch days to familiarize yourself with what's been happening. Catch up on industry news, read up on any developments in your field that occurred while you're on leave, check your Slack, your Teams, whatever that might look like. It might also be looking at any new tools, technologies, or changes in company policy that have happened while you're out. If possible, take a little refresher course or attend a workshop to update any skills you may have missed. A lot of organizations are big on learning and development. It's a great day, even if you're not going physically into the office, to be online. And if you're feeling a bit worried, see what learning and development tools are available for you to upskill. Number 5, set up a support system. Reconnect with your team to understand the current projects and dynamics. My first round of mat leave, I came back essentially to an entirely new structure and an entirely new team. What really helped me through that was having one person that I could rely upon to give me updates and let me know what was going on. It made the transition mentally so much easier for me. Also, discuss potential flexible work options with your employer. This doesn't necessarily mean part-time if that's not what you want to do, but if you're at a workplace that doesn't currently offer any remote or adjusted working hours, definitely ask the question about whether or not it's possible. So maybe that looks like you're returning to work in a full-time capacity but working one day from home. Perhaps that looks like you slowly scaling back up to work and for the first couple of weeks you do 9 till 2. Maybe that even looks like something completely unique to your situation. So you do a 9-day fortnight or you do 4 days across 5, whatever it is, definitely have the conversation in the early days. Tip number 6, plan your routine. Plan a daily schedule. So develop a routine that incorporates your work schedule with your family responsibilities. Plan for tasks like feeding, napping, commuting to work, cooking, dinners, snacks, all of those delightful things that cause stress at the end of the day. If you can plan for them, it'll ensure a smooth transition. And self-care. Sometimes in the midst of navigating the return to work, you can forget to carve out time for yourself. I find that if I don't have exercise in my diary, it doesn't get done and I need it for my own mental health. So try and schedule some time to yourself. Balancing work and home life can be really demanding. So allocating that time for rest in particular and self-care, really important. By taking the above 6 steps, you should be able to transition back to work and find, I don't know if I'd call it balance, but find a flow that works for both you professionally and for your personal life. And just know that if it is your first time returning to work, the second time definitely gets easier after baby number 2. And often the way that we feel can be amplified in the weeks leading up. It can feel really overwhelming, totally normal. Hang in there, you've got this.